LA County Sheriff calls attack on Larry Elder hate crime, blames woke privilege. By Joel B. Polak on September 9, 2021. Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva called Wednesday's racist attack on conservative gubernatorial candidate Larry Elder R. a hate crime, adding that the woman who attacked him had been motivated partly by woke privilege. Elder had been walking through a neighborhood in Venice, Los Angeles, where homelessness has exploded, when he was attacked by a woman wearing a gorilla mask who threw eggs at the candidate and at his security detail. Elder later said that his security detail was fired at with a pellet gun and hit with other projectiles as well. The attack was captured on video. Typically, the media would greet a violent racist attack with outrage and days of media coverage and panel discussions. Journalists would also demand that opposing candidates denounce violence committed in their name. However, there was little national media attention paid to the story, and incumbent Governor Gavin Newsom, D., has been silent about the attack. Villanueva tweeted, "Question: how is this not a hate crime? Answer: because woke privilege means a white woman can wear a gorilla mask and attack a black man without fear of being called a racist. Where is the outrage from our politicians?" Villanueva has been vocal on the topic of woke privilege before, saying that liberal politicians were too caught up in their utopian views of social justice to declare a state of emergency on the homelessness crisis. He has also prioritized Venice in particular, pushing other local authorities to clear homeless encampments from the Venice beachfront, over the opposition of the local left-wing city council member, Mike Bonin, who is currently facing a recall effort from residents of his district. Elder is trying to unseat Newsom in the September 14 recall. Voting by mail and in person continues through Tuesday evening. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair: The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.